ABC Radio Australia.
A COVID-19 spike in the remote Papua New Guinea town of Daru has raised concerns on both sides of the Australia-PNG border. At least four people have died, including a local doctor. And as Catherine Grau reports, the local hospital scaled down its operations in case there is a rise in coronavirus admissions. But for now, the hospital's chief executive says they are able to cope.
Herbert Wattersum lives just 4 kilometres from the PNG mainland, but he's on the Australian island of Saibai. But the traditional owner has been checking in with his contacts on the PNG side of the border.
In their words, I quote, "Fire is burning in Daru and people are gripped with fear, mainly from the coastal treaty villages."
He has family in those PNG villages who he hasn't seen since the border closed at the start of the pandemic.
"We are very concerned. We're very worried. It's a feeling of shock, really."
In the past fortnight, the Daru hospitals recorded around 100 COVID-19 infections, and it's believed to be the highly contagious Delta variant. Dr. Nico Wuotai is the hospital's CEO.
"We are doing testing. Yesterday alone, we tested 32 were tested yesterday, and 12 returned positive tests. So the presence of the virus obviously is still in the community. We are very concerned. We are still testing, and a lot of positive cases are being reported."
So far, though, he says most patients are asymptomatic and only one is in hospital. But at least 7 of his staff have tested positive to COVID, including a senior doctor who died at the weekend after she was medevaced to the capital, Port Moresby.
"The report I got Thursday and Friday indicated that she was well on her way to recovery. It was unfortunate that she deteriorated on Saturday afternoon and died at around 11 p.m. on Sunday. So we're really sad for her passing."
She's one of 4 who've now died in Daru, and Dr. Wuotai says most weren't vaccinated.
"My advice to the public here in Daru is to take this opportunity. It is free, the vaccine is free, and it does protect you from dying of COVID. It's very unfortunate those that have died, most of them have not been vaccinated."
But Philemon Nabia, who lives in Daru, believes many people aren't taking the risk seriously.
"So I'm actually standing right here at the marketplace right now as I'm talking to you. And I can tell you about 90% of them here, they're not with masks. From the way I see, you know, it's just like people are not really serious about something, because they're not really serious about wearing masks or getting a jab."
And that's a situation that worries Warren Entsch, an Australian federal politician whose region takes in the Torres Strait. Locals living in 14 villages on either side of the border in the strait have traditionally been allowed to travel freely under a special treaty that recognises their close trade and family relationships.
4 kilometres, close enough that the deer swim across from the mainland in Papua New Guinea to these islands in the wet season, then swim back to mainland Papua New Guinea.
Pre-COVID, there were more than 15,000 movements across the border each year. But the treaty has been suspended since last year because of the virus. And that's a situation that worries Warren Entsch.
"I can go back, goodness me, 12, 18 months ago, I raised serious concerns."
He's most concerned about the food situation for those living in the PNG treaty villages, because they used to rely heavily on the supermarket on Saibai Island. That's in Australia.
60% of its trade was with Papua New Guinea. And what they get from there generally is stuff that they can't find in the forest, they can't grow in their gardens, and they can't catch in the sea.
When the treaty was suspended, Mr. Entsch lobbied the Australian government to help. It has supplied 2 deliveries earlier this year, but he's still scathing of Australia's Foreign Affairs Department. And he says the COVID-19 situation now in Daru poses a risk to people both in Australia and PNG.
"Not only does it put a risk on the Australian side, but also on these treaty villages in the Papua New Guinea side. We're forcing them into a COVID hotspot. We're forcing them to go there just for basic essentials. And it's shameful."
It's something Herbert Wuotai on Saibai thinks about too. But he's grateful for the Australian Border Force patrol boats that have been in the area.
"Thank God it's not here because of the Australian government presence here. And it's a reality now that it has come to our doorstep.
And he's thankful too that many in his community have been vaccinated. They were prioritised back in late March by the Australian and Queensland governments when PNG's second COVID wave took hold.
It's a much better place as opposed to if there was no vaccinations at all. It would have been an absolute slaughter. That's the way we foresee things. I think we're over 90%. We're double vaccinated, and we were one of the first ones, of course. Yeah, that's some sense of security.